Boat Week in Port Huron. Sergeant Doug Decker here from the Port Huron Police Department. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Fun week, isn't it?
Yeah. Blue Water Fest now, I guess, official, but
right.
For us old-timers, it's Boat Week.
It's just Boat Week. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. We've got the carnival opening today. The parade is tonight. Family night, boat night, all that good stuff. And, of course, that means that the police are going to be very busy.
That's right. So a lot of events. It's a big week for us. A lot of work for our department. A lot of work for a lot of other local agencies. We get a lot of support, and vice versa, we support them at their events. So the powerboat races out at the Goodall's Fairgrounds, and, you know, it's today, International Day Parade, and it's truly international. Sarnia Police will be over here, and we're actually going to have a color guard marching at the front of the parade, and we're going to have a Sarnia officer participating in that color guard, so that's great. Start time 6:30 here on in Glenwood. Looking out the window, they're already getting barricades in place.
I know. It literally happens right outside our doors where the parade starts.
Yeah, so it's great. So, you know, anticipate the road closures. That's going to start. The city building, they're going to close a half hour early so people can start getting out of here before they cannot leave downtown. Because you're landlocked in here once the roads close.
Pretty much.
Let anybody but emergency vehicles through. Tomorrow's family night, fireworks at dusk. Boat Night Friday, I don't know that we need to say much about it, you know.
Right.
The race day is Saturday, for those who like to go out and watch the start of the race, certainly. And then, like you said, the carnival. So that's going to start today. I believe it goes through Saturday the 20th. Mm-hmm. It's over in the Andrew Murphy lot, which is the parking lot to the north of the McMoran Arena. So that'll be happening there. So, of course, with all these events, everybody coming downtown, the department does anticipate some problems. And we try to work to stop those problems, or at least let's lessen those problems, right?
Yeah, what's your biggest concern in these next few days?
Well, you know, parking's a big issue. Heavy foot traffic, heavy vehicle traffic, and congestion. So we're always concerned about that and, you know, fears about somebody being struck by a vehicle and that. But really, alcohol starts to become a problem, I think. You know, boat night, people drink too much. A few of them do. And the other thing is, there's a push for the open alcohol, whether they go where they shouldn't be, or they're bringing things in and out of the bars that they shouldn't. They're bringing glass bottles into the area. Like where the footprint is, there'll be alcohol sales, and you can have open alcohol in there. But those areas are fenced off. There's control. You know, the State Liquor Commission runs those things. You know, they make sure that we're following rules. So you can't leave that area with alcohol and violate the rules, you know, the state laws or city ordinances. So we're concerned about that. And then people, you know, they go in the bar and they get beer and they want to bring it outside of there. Well, they can't do those things, you know, and they don't want to bring in alcohol in there. Fighting in public. So with that alcohol flow, we have that concern. As people get intoxicated in large crowds, somebody, you know, just a simple bumping into someone starts an argument that can escalate into a fight. Possibly. So we're worried about that. People deciding, I don't want to wait in line for Port-a-Johns, or I'm in line for the bar and I'm going to sneak off here and urinate in public. MIP violations, certainly OWI when people leave. And that. And also, you know, you're talking about the weather this morning. Severe weather. So, you know, think about the car parade, the cruise night.
Yep.
That weather blew in here and really it could turn things upside down. I mean, it cleared the crowds out. People get caught out there. So what do we do if we have lightning too, you know, and you have all these people outside? So that's something people should anticipate and have a plan for.
The other weather thing that we're watching is Friday is going to be really hot, sunny, and 95 degrees. Ugh.
Yeah, and if Chief Platzer is listening, maybe we could wave wearing the hats that night out there.
Yeah, right?
In that weather
that probably
with the uniform.
Warm, doesn't it?
Yes, because he does like us to wear the hats during events, and it does look good. It looks professional. But boy, is it going to be hot that
night. It is going to be hot, no doubt about it. I want to get back to the alcohol enforcement. I think a lot of times people just forget because they're at a party, whether they're walking out of a bar or you know, walking past a gate or outside the fence, they just kind of forget what they're holding in their hand. But you're there to remind them, right?
Right. And you're right. Some of it is forgetting. And some people, they're in the bars, and they've seen that there are alcohol sales outside and that in that footprint area that it's been allowed to walk around with it. So they just think, well, naturally, I can walk out with the beer and drink it in that area still. But like I said, there's licensing requirements and rules, and that's why they can't. So right, we're going to stop you. We're going to ask you to pour it out. And more than likely, if people are cooperative, we'd rather just say pour it out, or you can't bring alcohol into this area or out in this area and do it. Yeah. For the ones that want to probably argue or fight about it, or they decide, well, I'm just going to stand in front of you and pound this beer down, you know, there's the possibility of a ticket for it or arrest.
There you go. As people plan to head out for whether it's the parade tonight, family night, or boat night, what advice do you have for them?
So we always say, you know, when we're on here with you, plan ahead for a worst-case scenario. So have a plan before you head out. And plans don't always work. And, you know, but at least if you have an idea. I remember I was going out one night and, you know, I admit, and, you know, I like to have a beer. So I had a plan. And it didn't work perfectly, but because I did, it still was successful, you know,
right.
Because of that plan. So it helped better than if I wouldn't have had that plan.
Absolutely.
Which is don't drive drunk.
Yep.
So use a designated driver or cabs or a bus or walk if you're nearby, you know, and in downtown. Maybe you just walk downtown for the events. Watch over your friends, you know, and if they drink too much. A couple things. People can become incapacitated. So don't leave a friend behind somewhere laying down or, you know, where they're sick, they can't take care of themselves. And the other thing about watching over, and it's hard, somebody that's using bad judgment and they've drank too much, it's kind of hard to convince them, don't argue with the police. Don't argue with this other person in line or start a fight. But if you can convince them to walk away, do it. If you're of sound mind and you're still sober, you know, get them to walk away. Don't let them push that thing and get in trouble. Take a break. A lot of restaurants downtown, there'll be vendors downtown. A lot of the restaurants are going to have stands, you know, downtown. Mm-hmm. Give them some business, you know. They're a local business here. Go out there, spend some money. I mean, we encourage it. Yeah, we want you to come downtown and enjoy it. Take a break, eat something, drink a lot of water. So like you said, 95 degrees.
Right.
So you have to hydrate, and with that alcohol is going to dehydrate you.
Yeah.
Even if you're not drinking alcohol, you need to stay hydrated.
Right.
So we don't want heat casualties. Drink a lot of water, as much as you can, you know, and put it away. Water, water, water. I can't say enough about that. We say it at work.
No doubt.
You know, we tell our guys that and at training, safeguard your valuables. Don't set purses down, phones, you know, keep an eye on them. Maybe not bring a purse. Just bring some ID and limit how much you're carrying. But cell phones, bags, things like that. And, you know, we're along the waterfront, so you're down there looking at the sailboats. We have the river there. So certainly use caution around the water when you're walking around down there. Be very careful about the water. And just, you know, we want you to have fun. Come down, have fun, but be safe at the same time. Respect others, respect the people's boats and their property, you know, and respect the water, like I said.
We want to wake up on Saturday and find out that it was a good, safe, fun boat night, right?
Right. Hopefully lots of cars got left behind and people got a ride home and everything runs smooth as summer kind of winds down, it always feels like, after these events.
That's for sure. This is it's kind of like Christmas. Right? We wait and wait and wait for it to get here, and then it gets here, and then it's over, and it's like, oh, now what?
Right. So and again, from the Port Huron Police Department and certainly Chief Platzer, we appreciate the citizens of the community out here and all the agencies that are going to come out to help it make it a safe event for those citizens.
Right. Doug, we appreciate you coming in this morning. We'll look for you in the parade tonight.